Hello and welcome to the New Human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of Fifth World. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from just a magical, magical, beautiful, blessed time in the mountains. Oh my, the street leading up to the mountain that I live on is lined with these magnificent trees, many of them blooming trees, such as cherry and weeping cherry and redbud and pear and forsythia shrubs. And for the last week to week and a half, every day they change and get a little brighter and a little fuller and a little more their true self, radiant and resplendent, and so happy to welcome spring. It's an incredibly gratifying gift to experience the birth of spring and feel that same energy of remembrance, awakening, rebirth, renewal, stirring and activating within. I am so just incredibly grateful to be spending this profound time on our planet, the spring equinox of 2015, with you. And so honored and blessed that you have chosen to take this time to be here in this space with me. Today is Friday, March 20th, the spring equinox, and an incredibly powerful, expansive, liberating, and transformational equinox it is. I have no idea where the show is going to go today. Certainly, with all that is going on, we could easily spend the rest of today together. And I would love that more than you could know. And that we were all in one giant epic room together, it would be the ultimate family reunion. Imagine that. I actually see that vision, and welcome it, and the sense of all of you being family is more than a thought for me. My path, unique to me and way bigger than my Deanne aspect can understand, which is true for us all, really, once we get into the center of it. But the circumstances, details of my path have resulted in fewer tethers, emotional, physical, psychological tethers in my earth walk. And consequently, I've had many mothers, many fathers, many brothers and sisters, and certainly lots of children across borders, and still to this day, young ones I'm really close to with purposeful influence over their lives. And the point is, this universal disposition, the human family is my family, and unity consciousness, being a strong octahedron in my light field, it's been with me since birth. And it makes it pretty easy for me to be anywhere. and feel home. Feel a sense of family and the joy of that family. And I feel that this equinox, more than any other in the history of our civilization, this vibrational pull that has been turning the known reality and physical body and old beliefs and conditioning thought and constructs and concepts, anything linked into separation, turning it on end for the purpose of greater unity, oneness consciousness, the capacity to fully remember our light and live as the Christ. Wayshower, peacekeeper, journeyer of the light. And as such, nowhere and everywhere is home all at once. So more than anything, what I do know is that our gathering today, called together by this Christ light, new consciousness, frequency of love, is about tone, creating and gathering harmonics to not only anchor the greater forces and potential of this equinox gate, but to work with the DNA through the 331 New Human Transmission on the New Awakening, question and answer, deepening our understanding of Christ consciousness as us, Christ as us, and vice versa. But carrying the human genome and energy emerging genetics through to the next gateway on 4/4, April 4th. Gosh, I just have to say, there's so much radiance and just a really, really high frequency, fast energy present. And it's anchoring down. It has a hum to it. And I feel it coming down more into center. It's like a huge golden disc, almost a ship, but a golden disc of very high vibrating radiant frequency. And it is enveloping us slowly but surely. But it's got my energy really kind of jacked up. In a really ecstatic way. So a solar eclipse today and a lunar eclipse on April 4th, two cosmic triggers with great numbers of higher realms teams, Gaia herself, and so many on the planet working with consciousness and using this funnel between the equinox today and April 4th, this funnel of more intense energies to aim and assist with the ascension process on our planet for this humanity. This is an incredibly powerful passage for those on the ascension path. And my intention is the guidance from the Shining Ones and the frequencies of this new consciousness is to book in these two triggers with tones, harmonics, and transformational energies from the galactic center. So before we get any deeper into this cocoon, it's almost like a womb of energy. That's one image that I've been seeing a lot. And you might have felt this pushing energy, pushing us deep down, like into a womb or a cocoon, deep, deep spaces. And then each time that releases, you feel yourself coming up higher and then being able to stay there in the higher frequencies. So, you know, a lot of caca and craziness and chaos and what was that has been going on for at least the last 10 to 14 days. And yet, with the deepening of how we process and the space that we created and held within that chaos, it allowed us to kind of rise up higher and be able to hold a higher frequency within ourselves. If you've been listening to the New Human Transmissions for a while now, we're creating and being enveloped more and more in a chrysalis of light frequency to assist in the greatest transformation and surrender and new sight, new energy possible with as much ease. So a buffering and protection possible as we experience these two historical triggers, really. So let's just take a moment here to unify our energies with the Christ light, this new sun, new light within, and all of us merging as one. Unify and surrender. Surrender is incredibly important right now. Getting the mind to turn off. So again, we're bringing in a lot of tones and working with harmonics throughout. And I have two little exercises to get us started and centered in the greater intention and love of this epic, epic time. So close your eyes for a moment and find your breath. Connect with your breath. And imagine, feel your breath coming from deep within you, from the center core of your being, like deep in your chest area. And as you breathe a deep breath in, really use the breath to expand your rib cage out, like you're expanding your inner radiance, this new sun coming over the horizon and taking up residence in your core. So deep breath in, pushing the ribs and the upper body expanding out from the inside out. And then when you exhale, see if you can keep that inner radiance and fullness. And then with the next inhalation, expand the chest and the ribs, the center of your being. Even feel the back ribs expand with that same inner radiance more and brighter still. See that and feel that. So you're drawing the breath from within and almost pushing the seeming confines of the physical body out, expanding out. And in so doing, bringing more fullness. In Sanskrit, there is a term, purnatva, that means fullness. And there's no limit to that state of fullness. Whatever container you fill with fullness becomes more full. The light of the sun has changed so inexplicably these last days and weeks leading up to this unprecedented equinox. This is an equinox we will be talking about for decades. within the expansion and spiritualization of our planet. When you follow the rays of the sun in this now down to the Earth's surface, it looks like it's bouncing off crystal or a mirror effect. So the light of the sun is changing, and it's interacting with the Earth differently, a different aspect of the Earth. And that same process is happening with inner light, your inner radiance. So breathe and feel and expand out. There is power in your in-breath. Power in this breath that comes from deep within. Power in your inner radiance. Play with it. And see it fill your whole body and even radiate out into your environment. And then as you practice this more and feel it more, the balance of this new power that is activating within is surrender. It feels like it's just going to lift you up out of your body and you're going to go zooming out into the atmosphere. But it's really, really important right now to stay in the body and not be traveling out, to stay right here, right now, because this is where all the action is. So the balance of all this power and activity is surrender, utter letting go. Krishnamurti spoke of this surrender as being engaged, so fully present, yet not attached to anything. That is mastery. That is poise. That is power. In the 2 weeks leading up to this equinox, there have been 14 deaths in my known experience, from close family to friends and acquaintances, 14. And I'm just one person of billions. So that is a huge reflection. So many choosing this high time of high light to transition. We've had unprecedented solar flares this last week, upsetting the power grid. We've had days here in Asheville of high, strong force field winds that really get your attention. You cannot not notice them. It's a very unusual, magical, and almost eerie encounters with the animal kingdom and elementals the last week to 10 days. That and physical symptoms, of which I'll talk about a little later on. These are not unrelated, all this phenomenon. So surrender is going to be your best friend and ally and protection now through the beginning weeks of April. Use this breath. Expand out with power, feeling big and expansive energetically. Feeling that expansion within you. And then as you exhale, with all the surrender you can muster, like taking the plug out of a tub full of water, feel that energy. Release the breath and feel it draping over the body, the mind, all energy in a state of surrender. Just take a moment here to be with this breath. Pulling power from within, expanding out, and then the energy of surrender draping over you like a cocoon. Be with it for just a moment and commit it to memory. Now, I want you to imagine the most perfect day you possibly can. Right now, in this moment, for the rest of this beautiful gift of the equinox. Imagine the most perfect day. Walk through it from the moment you leave this space. See the rest of this day unfold with your power, your light, your truest nature, creating and calling forth and designing each moment as a conduit of expression. In alignment with this force and gift of the equinox gate. And breathe. And then one additional exercise to add to the inner radiance breath to take with you into your self-created, most perfect day aligned with your full possibility and power. It's a mindfulness exercise to help you stay as awake as possible today. It's kind of a way to wake yourself back up throughout the day because you don't want to miss a minute of this day. So the assignment is to use your non-dominant hand as much as possible. It's guaranteed to get you present. Mind, body, heart, and emotion all right here. 2015 is all about alignment. That is where abundance, power, joy, manifestation, clarity, and peace are going to be. And alignment is about being fully present, not in a belief or a memory or an old habit, but mindful. So play with this today. See how present you can be. Mindfulness practices are meant to be a type of meditation. So it's not to get you frustrated, just a simple way to be aware, to wake yourself up and be here now. Seeds planted or developed last winter will begin to sprout now. New projects begin to show first results, as in rebirth. So bring that into your mindfulness today. The Uranus-Pluto square building up to this make this equinox a more universal, deep, profound, potent experience, cleaning out the consciousness of the collective. And the threads of this go way back, picking up themes from the 1960s when Pluto-Uranus conjunction ushered in a period of rapid change. Think about the 60s and what that time initiated for us as a people. This now is a reset. A time when the things that we've stood upon and held most dear and based our life upon are going to be stripped away. Not as a deficit, not in lack. Ever is anything in lack with the light and with the frequencies of love. But so that remembrance of a greater truth and power and identity can come in and anchor in our hearts. So this is a reset of human consciousness, but bigger, more powerful. And as I said, we will look back on 2015 in much the same way that we now look back at 1965 as the birth of a new consciousness. What role will you play? The Shining Ones say, real is just beginning. It's right there on the fringe, in the edges of what we perceive as real. And we've had glimpses of it, felt it, dreamed about it when the mind is at rest. But real is just beginning. And let's pause here. I have a meditation that I don't have many words for. It's definitely a divinely guided, very specific in the components of what comes together for us to engage together. And this experience is going to be as new to me as it's going to be to you. What I know for sure is that this meditation is a configuration, I guess you could say a merge of tones and tension harmonics and light sequences to anchor the equinox pillar as a center, a new center in our consciousness, our bodies, and our lives. And the music supporting that intention is called Remembrance by Benji Wertheimer. So that certainly lays a good, strong foundation. We're finally getting it that we're not trying to earn credits back into the kingdom of God. We carry that kingdom and all power and all wisdom within. So it's a process of surrender and remember. And the thing about surrender is that when your attention to things relaxes, the body heals and life transforms. If you've been following these teachings and remembrance for a time, you have a good, really good vibrational foundation for following sound. So I'm going to do a little less guiding, visually guiding than I typically do. At least I think I am in the new human meditations. For today, it's important, and I'm going to set the stage for you, so to speak, and then leave you to journey a little bit more using these components of light and sound and sacred geometry to create a personal energy experience for each of you. So here is your little Shakti pot to work with today. The first component is the octahedron. The octahedron is, it's like a cubed triangle, 8 equilateral triangles. And it's a really important piece of our leveling up and a building block of your light signature. So take a moment and just visualize a gold octahedron coiled around your heart that will initiate DNA activity and get the cellular body ready for new activity sequences. Okay, so octahedron, first piece of this equinox activating meditation. And the next is the number 12. 12 is a reset vibration. It simultaneously releases you from old habits and allows the old to be replaced with new. So the vibration of 12 anchors you to your highest path of skill, talent, abilities, divine wisdom, power, all of those beautiful things you are. And finally, we're bringing in, once again, the hue tone. This was a non-negotiable piece, and when it first started coming in towards the beginning of the month, I was like, okay, how do I gift that into the show? What is the best way to incorporate it? So it's been a really non-negotiable piece that the higher realms have been streaming adamantly the entire month to infuse into this equinox gathering. The hue tone is heavily encoded for our progress at this time. It is pure source light in a sound, a tone frequency. This is why we are called human at this time, right now. We are human remembering the divine within us all. So human, and the same is true for universe. You are the you in universe. These are not accidents. There is not a universe and you. It is the universe as you and vice versa. And this hue tone guides the mind and energy matrix back to remembrance and awareness and beingness. And they're wanting me to add, hue is especially important when used in meditation. When you align your energy fields and expand them out, and then use the hue tones within that practice, you'll notice a huge difference. The energy is getting very fast now, as we've already been experiencing this morning, and the feedback is equally as fast. And just because I've been asked this more frequently of late, these new human transmissions and any of the components introduced, including this hue tone and sacred geometry, sounds, light codes, etc., not tied to any single tradition, but universal in nature, and a wonderful, wonderful way to attune to higher vibrations of spirit, which is higher vibrating, multidimensional you. Let's drop in. Close your eyes. Breathe in, and as you do so, notice the tensions anywhere in your body. And then let the breath go, and with it, feel all the resistances dissolve from the inner to the outer. Give yourself the gift of this moment and feel your connection between the heaven and the earth. And then begin to attune to these harmonics, these tones of remembrance. Settle in. As you breathe, notice an octahedron, a golden octahedron suspended about 12 inches above your crown chakra and rotating like a faceted crystal. And notice as well the pillar of golden radiance extending both above the octahedron and beneath it, into your physical form and out the bottom of your feet. Now we are going to bring in strategically placed hue tones. Your attention is on the melody here, and then in your experience, where you are, finding a complementary hue, such as this. Hue. So that you become one with the harmonics here. The first hue tone goes in your root chakra. See red when you tone hue there. Do this now. Hue. The next hue tone goes in your sacral chakra. See an orange glow when you tone hue there. Hue. The next hue tone is the solar plexus or third chakra. See a golden light of radiance there as you tone hue. Hue. Moving, spiraling with these harmonics of remembrance, now the heart chakra. See a green or a pink light and tone hue into the resonance. Hue. And now the third eye, the sixth chakra, to the throat chakra, a beautiful blue radiance into which you tone hue. Hue. And now to the third eye, the sixth chakra, indigo blue in color, tone hue into this stargate of wisdom. Hue. And then to the crown, the center of unlimited potential, see there a magnificent purple light, violet light, and bring the hue tone alignment there as well. Hue. and we have the seven chakras of the physical body aligned and balanced with you. Remember to breathe. We're bringing in now a female voice. Another layer of the merge sequence underway. Divine anima and animus. Whole being reunion, which prepares us for true and divine partnership. And we're going to move up into the etheric chakras above the physical body. The eighth is the auric chakra, located just below your feet, the realm of unlimited probability. So see a beautiful yellow glow and tone hue into that chakra. Hue. And then to the ninth or etheric chakra. The chakras both in and out of the body are of equal distance apart, so focus your awareness just above the crown and see there a magenta color, the realm of the possible or causal self, and tone hue into that chakra. Hue. Moving up another 6 inches or so to the 10th chakra, the realm of the real or transcendental self. See there a beautiful pink light and tone hue into this chakra. Hue. Yet again to the 11th chakra, the soul star, or realm of the true spiritual essence. See there a radiant white light and tone hue into that chakra. Hue. Focusing our awareness, your love and intention into the 12 divine gateway chakra, God force consciousness, a swirl of indigo, purples, and white light, tone hue really strongly with force into that chakra. Hue. Drop that octahedron that began just above your crown chakra in position. Drop it into your heart. With golden light spinning and spiraling around and within the heart center. And as you are guided, repeat after me. I welcome my higher self in and forth. Feel it just pouring down into you and out into your field. Christ itself, I welcome you forth. Feel that energy. It will be pretty instantaneous now. You're getting a very good zero point effect now, feeling the light response instantly. So this practice and intention goes with everything. It applies to everything in your day. When you are calling forth everything else in your day, when you are calling in the light first thing in the morning, try not to step it down too much throughout the day. When you find yourself getting distracted or things coming up, find just instant creator breath, expansion like we practiced earlier today. Pull it all into the heart center, hold it, integrate it. Acknowledge, thank you for all that was. Breathe it in, exhale. Continue to use that creator breath because it is to align you with the true self over and over again. Not you pretending to be Source. You are Source. And through this whole process, we are just getting back our pure Source consciousness. The end of separation means the end of you and Source. It's you as Source. So take a few more moments here on your own to kind of swirl all these pieces, the 12 tones, the U tone, the golden octahedron, and all your chakras. Take a moment to just tone and be with these components and commit them to memory. So be it. Namaste. I'm seeing the earth suspended within a golden octahedron right now, glistening, sparkling, so shiny. The earth as golden light herself. Thank you, thank you, thank you for participating in this lightning experience within your body, which is then mirrored out into our world, into our beautiful Earth Mother Gaia. Since 2012, really, the Shining Ones have said that any time a significant gateway is about to unfold, it will always present with a diamond shape in the center of a Vesica Pisces, which I understand as the alignment of the two Taurus toroidal fields around the heart center, with the energy fields of the body and the energy centers of the multidimensional self. There are beautiful channelings and visuals on DN Live connected to the Vesica Pisces energetic. I can feel them and see them in this moment. And that when those pieces click into place like a combination lock, there would be opportunities for expanding our consciousness, for holding the expanded Christ consciousness, that brightness within our beingness. And then we act as an anchor for that. And then as these anchors begin to activate all over the planet, it becomes a human heart grid. A grid of that higher Christed consciousness. It's not someplace off planet, it's right here, and we are embodying it, becoming that field of energy, and it has really washed away everything else. There's really nothing else for me right now. One of the higher mind phrases that is with me as a remembrance always is that it, meaning the path and awakening and knowing myself and enlightenment, it is my whole life. And yet equally so, it is not my whole life. And it's a bit of a play on words. It's a remembrance coming straight from the galactic center. If you pay attention, it's rich with wisdom because it is essentially understanding that our time here, spirit inhabiting form, is about integration. Integration of the whole self. So there is not a me that goes to yoga and a me that goes to the dog park and a me that is one way in front of certain people and another way at other times. I bring the fullness and all of this process of ascension into my whole world and all that I do. And it's really interesting. There are linear grounded things that present, of course, I'm still in a body, but they are landing and presenting very differently. I've had really eerie experiences recently with coyote, with bear, with deer, Bodhi as well. And they're communicating differently. They're talking back. And the Shining Ones woods are so different. It's so surreal to be on the mountain right now. Everything is here. And it's not here. Everything looks different. Everything a really strong projection of a holographic reality. The trees are here and not here. Rock Knob that I love to climb is here and it's not here. They're presenting as something else. Everything is very sentient, very alive in a 5D way. So it doesn't feel very grounded, especially. I spent some time recently where I've spent many, many hours and years of experience and had so many experience, many of which you've heard here over the last 5-6 years. This place where I've communed with star races and seen ships and met with the ancients and been with the Native American elders, hundreds of them, and so many animal kingdoms known and unknown to us. And it was like all of that time just collapsed into a very now moment. Something else was presenting. And the moment I close my eyes, it's like this blinding light, and the shining ones and the hawks and the elders and the trees and the indigenous ones have all just merged into this vibrant field. And I've merged as well into this vibrant field. And there is this sense of stepping outside of everything so much that there are no more questions. Which suggests that the sharing of information may present in a very different way at the end of this gate between today and April 4th. I don't know. It's not my intention to try and know, but to just surrender. Everything that I'm sharing with you is a harmonic. It's coming to you on tones of remembrance for the purpose of activating that remembrance within you. Because I am you and you are me. And we're merging, becoming more and more one. More and more unity consciousness. One consciousness. And I feel that it's an important message to share. An important emotion and feeling to share right now is that surrender, just getting the mind to turn off. And during these merge sequences through all the lower 9 dimensions, 9 being the I am template level. And when you step into 10, 11, and 12, you don't express in form. It's very, very collective. So a focus right now of collapsing all 9 and below into a very merged, anchored, conductive, serving as a kind of conduit, conductive kind of thing, and letting go so that the higher realms can really use the life streams, the channels and conduits in a very strong way in order to accelerate the shift. This is really a time to step back and let the higher level, the galactic level, take over. It's a very exquisitely beautiful passage into the unknown and being okay with however it unfolds. There's so much creative freedom coming in. And the energies are very consistent. I've been writing more things down than I typically do. Things that I'm getting. And this feels important, and yet I don't take any ownership for the ideas as they come in, because we're getting closer and closer. We're heading into unity consciousness. I've had more experiences recently where I'll just be streaming something for a person or a group, and they'll reference somebody else or a book or something that they've read or that they heard something similar. And this makes so much sense because ultimately there is only one truth. It's the truth of eternal light and unconditional love. It's the truth of a force of energy that ultimately vibrates as source. And then we are all agreeing to and stepping up into refined expressions of that eternal existence and unconditional love. It's really beautiful to experience all this unity and all this creation in the being inside of me, inside of us, and just to allow the inspiration to express however it wants to, be it painting or, in my case, so strongly wanting to bring my music back into the center of this work, almost like I had to get to a certain frequency, a certain consciousness, a certain level of my awakening to, because y'all know I'm a musician. I have a strong music background, play many instruments, have taught music to children. And you have to be able to tell by the meditations that come in that it's a strong piece of who I am. And yet, the active piece of music, me bringing music that I write and have a musical instrument and sing, bringing that active piece of music, and it, which is a vibrational expression in itself, merging that back into this work through my being, it feels like I'm coming up to this sacred door that I'm ready to open now. And I have no idea what that looks like, but I feel it. It's about a new level of oneness within. And it is all to help us step into greater levels of service. Video to blogging to radio to teleseminar, etc., etc. And as more awaken, the next wave will take care of the things we used to do as we were expanding and coming into greater levels of light, so we can let go and step into more as well. It's all changing, but it's all us. We are merging with ourselves, and it's changing the nature of our work as well. So, as an example, for myself, it's not compatible for me to work with those newly awakened for a couple of years now, really. But more so now, because it just kind of doesn't compute. As you're getting into these merge sequences, you have to really pay attention. And so I'm listening to that and being okay and trusting that and not questioning it in any way. So there are many more people now who are ready and saying their calibration is done, etc., and they're ready to teach those who are newly awakened. And it's beautiful and it's perfect because you can see how the shift is unfolding. I've known for quite some time that this work was about sound. Even the hertz frequency of my voice is a cosmically, strategically placed gift and tool. This work is about sound, harmonic sharing energy more so than concepts to help disengage the mind and its attachments, to invite people into a deeper level of remembrance, a deeper relationship with their vibrational being, and thus the vibrational world. So activating through sound and light and tone and frequency more so than intellectual gathering and understanding. And this equinox gateway today will set a whole new level of that for everyone. New levels will be revealed about where our work is going. And that has been showing up for most of this year. You are likely in the throes of new, and it's like, where is this going? And it's not for the mind to know and answer. It is for us to keep showing up and moving with the new, and that keeps that new coming in, which will keep taking us to a new path and level of ourselves, our power, and service and purpose. It's all so much. It's all so huge. And yet it's all so beautifully anchored and present. Again, that huge, vibrating, rotating golden disc that I've been seeing since the show opened today. It's as big as the planet, right here with us. This is a time where it serves for the physical to be presented in a different way. When I look in the mirror, I don't look any different, except maybe tired and older, which is ego. But I feel very much like the sphere, just finding words for this, but it's like the sphere that I am drawing my awareness from, of what I want and what matters and what doesn't, is very different. And that will be the experience of many by the end of this year. Right now, and with this equinox blood moon passage, these two triggers, there is a significant boost to the way showership, which operates above belief systems. The Shining Ones say, belief is not truth, especially if those beliefs were founded in fear, which comes back to the heart of this evolution of the Christ light, Christ consciousness, and the exposure of untruths within so many religions. And again, I'll be running more energies around the evolution of Christ consciousness on the 31st. Next Tuesday on New Awakening, I would be very appreciative of you to come show up and hold the space there with me. So the shift up and above belief systems. This is what is here now for this humanity, and it's huge. Letting go of any and all resistances, and in so doing, seeing differently, seeing new dimensions of self and reality and possibility. I've had intense challenge with my physical eyes for 10 days or so leading up to the equinox. I was in yoga class one day, and all of a sudden, I just couldn't see. I was looking at the instructor in the class and I could hear what was going on, but it was like my eyes were distorting, and thus the reality around me was all distorted. And I was uncomfortable enough that I thought several times, I'm going to have to leave. Be forced to leave the new environment I recently stepped into that I love. And somehow I got it that this was both physical but not physical. It was about old beliefs about myself and where I belong and what I deserve, and being seen and seeing a different reality. And I was not going to let that physical resistance keep me from a new possibility and love. Do you hear the metaphor there? So I stayed. It was intense, but I stayed and things balanced out. Ultimately, and no matter how it manifests for us, which hooks back into our individual history and story, it's the possibility and choice of stepping into a true state of Christ consciousness. There are no longer any captions for our emotions and beliefs as they have been. We are getting a sense of how powerful this force truly is. And this is what has been happening in preparation. The remembrance, the wisdom for you to hold on to, even put it on a sticky note, is that this merge with higher energy, greater truth, does tend to break up things that are not in alignment with it. And it is a consciousness choice, which is a vibrational choice of what reality and experience you want to have of existence. We're just not recreating gurus or Christed projections of the past. It is very unique, very pure what is here now. Personally, I am experiencing levels of power and seeing that I didn't know were available to me. You can't know, really, until you feel them and experience them. And it's not power over the external, in essence, but a conduit of energy that feels very connected to the operation that is underway of the shift in consciousness. It's not me trying to change the form around me, or my own form, for that matter. That is not what this is about for me. I feel very connected to the elemental kingdoms right now, and the earth herself, which is part of my ascension role. So it is to understand that pure Christed consciousness does not have an agenda. That is what you want to hold in your heart and anchor into the earth beneath your feet and welcome the ancients into. Turn it over and over like a prism for new levels of understanding. You feel how the pure source of this love is the nature of the universe. Universe. that is all there is. So begin to play with this and allow it and be okay that the mind is like unhinged. Follow the energy of what you love, which is to follow the energy of love. And if you are not crystal clear in a feeling way of what it is that you love, such that you cannot not follow it, then it's about looking at your environment, where you live, what you're engaged in that's blocking that frequency of awareness from you, because it's right here. Trusting and remembering vibrationally that your pure energy, this pure source light, and your oversoul know best what is best for you. And it may be completely different than what you've known or experienced so far. Although everything that you've experienced so far has prepared you for this mystery. That is a key component of the new human expansion and consciousness. Integration. Whole beingness. Not leaving anything behind, but lifting everything into a higher frequency. It is a wow. And we're getting there, and it's beautiful because, you know, it's kind of incredible to me that what we've known and been taught throughout our history is that there is going to be this, and you do this, and then you do that. And now this Christ consciousness enters in, and you're kind of like, okay, wow, this is going to rewrite my entire being. And you have to cooperate with it and being sensitive and open to changing the flow of your existence to match it, not just barreling through with what has been the habitual self. Even if the practice of what is has been in the light and it's healthy. I have a really good example of this to share. So the backdrop or the setup is that we were going out to dinner with a couple of our friends. And there is a place the four of us really like to go. We don't get to go often, like every month to 6 weeks. So there's this place that we really like to go. It's a local place. And we all get together, and it's kind of our thing to go to this little local eatery. So the energy is kind of flowing along in the direction it always goes when the four of us get together, you know, in my mind, like walking through and pre-paving the day. And likewise, there's a dish that I love and I typically get when we go there because it's really, really yummy and vegetarian, and it's a fresh dish, and I'm never disappointed with it. Well, it started early in the day, something different. And like I said, vigilant, hyper paying attention now because it was so subtle. I think I used the word fringe somewhere earlier. And so it was just kind of in a fringe dimension. But there was something different. It wasn't much, and I can't name it. But it felt kind of like driving to get someplace and going a different route than you have before. So you know where you're going, but you're getting there a different route. Something was up. And it was a feeling that persisted all day long. But I stayed in the groove of this familiar activity without even realizing what was happening. So much so as to when it was time to order from the little cute place that we go, I just matter-of-factly ordered the same thing I always did. So this new thing, this new activity, this new data stream of information was in me all day long. But Deanne, you know, it hadn't quite clicked yet. I talked earlier, I remember something about a combination lock clicking. So I hadn't quite gotten there yet to the click, and I ordered the same thing. And now reflecting back on it, it's kind of like I was in autopilot, because when that dish came and it got, she set it down on the table right in front of me, I looked at it and I can't even describe the experience within my brain and mind and consciousness and energy and cells and everything. But I looked at it and I couldn't eat it. In that moment, the dish was staring back at me, and there was this disconnect, this no, not an alignment of energies there. And nothing was wrong. The vibration of the moment was fine and good. But in that moment, the energies were offering a shift point. And to recognize it, is not about judging where we are or where we have been. And for those of you who know or don't know me, you know, I have a fairly a practical streak when it comes to being, okay, there's good food and it's sitting in front of me, you know, eat it kind of thing. But this now is about paying attention and getting out of grooves and moving within unknown spaces as much as possible. And in that moment, when the plate got put before me and this beautiful meal before me, the whole day kind of locked into place. The fringes became crystal clear. And I ended up asking for that meal to be boxed up to go. And I had an enjoyable evening without eating. And within the ascension process, kept my body really light for whatever was in transit. And took the meal home for another time. It was a stunning, stunning moment of crystallization. This is where we are. Christ consciousness entering in to rewrite our entire being. And you have to cooperate with it in being sensitive and open to changing the flow of your existence to match it. Lots of wow. And seeing it happen in the moment of it, even bigger, wow. And it's like everyone said this was going to happen and wanting the experience, but then to experience it is, I wouldn't describe it as stillness. Like in meditation, we quiet the mind and this whole other essence and presence comes in. No, I wouldn't describe it as that quieting of the mind. It's more like a black hole, a void feeling when everything is coming in and merging together. That moment of implosion before the explosion, it's just such a strong force. This energy is so strong right now overall. And I understand more why only certain parts of the population are going to be experiencing this. In my work with those in the walk path and seeing this process, experiencing this process with them, they weren't kidding when they said it would blow the holographic reality apart if everyone did this at one time, if it happened all at once. There is no group ascension. It's just not complementary because that energy field, we see this in our personal life where we see the energy field changing and the people around us changing. We are forming new soul groups. And you can just imagine that if we did this all at once, all together, it would just pop everybody out of, it would just kind of blow the lower reality out altogether. And again, it's just kind of quantum physics. It's energy. And you can just feel how strong that force would be if there were thousands of us embodying this and serving as a conduit. It's very exciting. My throat chakra is so brilliantly blue right this moment. I can almost see the blue reflecting on the deck outside back at me, like a mirror effect. And just feel, it feels like I have the whole cosmos in my throat. And it's landing as this love that I just can't bring words to. It's so incredibly exciting. And at the same time, deeply rewarding and peaceful, graceful. There's a strong focus on grace right now. It's really just deeply profound and beautiful, really, really hard to find words and describe. So, new humans, beloved light tribe, whom I am so grateful for and know well in my soul, you have an equinox ritual, exercises, visuals, tones, affirmations, and really important, a clear picture of the perfect day for you to take with you into this day of days. And this one final additional attunement, vibrational gift, I have a poem to leave you with by Maria Rainer Rilke from the Book of Hours. Close your eyes and receive this poem as frequency into your heart space. Love speaks to each of us as we are made, then walks with us silently out of the night. These are the words we dimly hear. You, sent out beyond your recall, go to the limits of your longing. Embody me. Flare up like a flame and make big shadows I can move in. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Don't let yourself lose me. Nearby is the country they call life. You will know it by its seriousness. Give me your hand. You have been listening to The New Human, a new consciousness paradigm. Bring your hands to your heart. And hold this question in the golden octahedron that occupies that space. What is most important to you? Be uncompromising in your reach of that. Bow the wisdom, bow to the wisdom within where we're all the same, and take a moment to just honor that light where the entire universe dwells. Feel the love of the shining ones. For the courage and fearless tenacity and devotion that you bring to awakening on behalf of an entire species. and know too how much it means to me that you come and share this space with me. That you choose to spend your time in this way. I hope to see you on the 31st, on New Awakening. Feel free to call in and talk to me. That would be wonderful. We go forth in golden radiance. We go forth in greater truth. We go forth in the harmony of oneness. You are always in my heart. And as always, I wish for you one love.